This is Susan D. Brock, Telluride Inside and Out, and Blues and Brews is coming up this weekend. And to kick things off, Little Hurricane performs at the Bal de Maison, which is scheduled for Thursday, September 13th, 9 p.m. at the Sheraton Opera House. Little Hurricane appears again on Friday midday on the main stage of the Telluride Blues and Brews Festival. I am now speaking with Little Hurricane, which is Anthony Tone Catalano, and Celeste C.C. Spinner. Thank you both for joining me.
Hi there.
Thank you for having us.
So does your interest in music, C.C., date back to your childhood? Were either of you born into a family of professional musicians? So, C.C., you go first.
I think it definitely dates back to my childhood. I always loved music and loved turning to it for comfort, and I started playing the drums when I was 10. I wasn't born into a very musical family aside from the fact that my dad loves karaoke, and my younger brother is an amazing piano player. So, I guess I was born into somewhat, you know, of a musical background.
No one in my family played music, so I guess I was being a rebel by going this route.
So were either one of you professionally trained, UCC for drums or percussion, and then U-Tone for guitar?
I was. I started learning in school. I played in symphonic band, jazz band, and marching band through about freshman year in high school, and I also took private lessons at home.
I started playing guitar around middle school. Tried to take some lessons, but I just didn't really like the structure of it, I guess. I just wanted to play what I wanted to play. And in high school, played in the jazz band as well, CC, different schools, but same type of music. And that was really eye-opening for me with all the different chord structures and modes and such.
Wonderful. CC, I hate to ask what could be construed as a sexist question, but why drums? You don't see very many women on percussion these days.
You don't, but it's actually a great instrument to play, because sometimes we have aggression we need to take out on things. I'm not really sure what drew me to playing the drums, but I do know it's what I was born to do. It just feels like the instrument that was, it's just what I was meant to do. I'm not sure why, but I know when I sit behind a drum kit, it feels like home for me, and it feels like where I belong.
And Tony, how did you come to your instrument?
It was really just a means to write songs. I really enjoyed writing music and writing songs, and guitar was, for me, the best way to do that. It just happened to be it's always around. You can always grab one and play it. So. I also played a little piano, but mainly guitar.
Okay. CC, I understand that you put down drums for a whole 8 years.
I did.
Why did you do that? And then what caused you to pick them up again?
After playing in high school, it kind of became uncool to be in the marching band. So I sort of went a different direction in my life, and it just sort of felt like something that was something I did as a child. And I ended up going to culinary school and cooking, and that was my passion, and that's where all of my creative energy went. And I definitely fizzled out on that after many years of doing it, and it sort of always tugged at the back of my mind to want to get back in and play the drums. So I regret not playing them for that many years, but I guess I learned other things in life. But had I stuck with it from high school on out, I think I would be a much better drummer now.
Okay, well, that remains to be seen. We'll never know. But I hear rumors are that you are wonderful, even given that hiatus. When you decided to come back into the business, as it were, into the music business, or switch careers, why in the world did you decide to find a partner on Craigslist? Why not just ask fellow musicians?
I did ask some fellow musicians. Most people were already in bands or just not doing what I wanted to be doing. And I knew from a job interview I had right around that time that I had applied through Craigslist, and it was an open interview. And when I showed up, there was like 300 to 400 people all applying for the same job. So I felt like after seeing that if I wanted to reach out and get the biggest quantity of people to narrow it down to quality of people, Craigslist would be a great way to do it. And it was.
And Tone, what motivated you to answer an ad written by a female drummer?
Well, first of all, it was unique and rare. And that's what I was looking for, something different than the average to start a music project that was something special. And I didn't know I was looking for a female drummer, but when I came across the ad, it was definitely, it caught my interest. And when I met her and she had a fresh energy about music and going into writing songs, it was a great start.
So, Tony, you've given me a nice segue for my next question, which is, was there musical chemistry instantly?
Yeah, I think so. When we first started jamming, I hate that word, but when we first started jamming on some riffs and things, we both kind of thought, hey, this kind of works, the simplicity of it with the music that we have fun playing. And so, I mean, that pushed us to keep writing songs and eventually play shows and travel, and it's just been a roller coaster ride since then. So, yeah.
Okay. And then, could you talk about how it is going so far? Tone just characterized it as a roller coaster ride, but talk about the trajectory of your career to date.
Well, it's been on a steady upcline or incline. It just seems like we keep getting great opportunities, and we're open to those opportunities, and we don't say no to a lot of things. So thus far, I've definitely been surprised, since it's the first actual band I've ever been in, to get to do things like play Lollapalooza or Austin City Limits or Telluride Blues and Brews. And we've had our music on Gossip Girl and some other TV shows. And just to have the sort of opportunities we've had, it's just really encouraging that we're headed on a good path and that we're doing what we should be doing.
Where did the name Little Hurricane come from?
We were throwing around names for a while, and we wanted a name that really captured the sound we wanted to go for, and we felt like everyone knows the power of a hurricane, and we wanted to sound powerful, just, you know, a sound that was just two of us, so a little hurricane, and little hurricanes aren't as harmful. We kind of settled on that. We thought it was a good representation.
Wonderful. Okay, what, either of you can answer this, what should audiences who come to the Bal de Maison or the Friday afternoon performance on the main stage, what should they expect from the two of you?
I think they can expect a lot of passion and a lot of energy from our live performance, you know, and some new covers we've been working on. What do you think, Tim?
Well, yeah, I definitely think we're going to be playing all of our songs we don't normally play live at the theater show. And more of a look into, like, the history of all, you know, our progress of songwriting and cover songs. And it'll be a fun night.
Okay. And just collectively, what are you both looking forward to most about Telluride in particular and Telluride Blues and Brews?
Well, I've heard it's beautiful up there in Telluride. I've never been. And so I'm looking forward to the drive-in and seeing the valley out of town.
Yeah, I think the scenery is what we're most excited to be a part of.
The scenery and probably the music scene. Blues and Brews is a pretty major event.
And the beer.
So are you going to be showcasing Homewrecker, or is that just part of the repertoire?
It's just part of the repertoire. Right now we have a lot of new music we'll be playing as well.
Okay. Then this is Susan DeBruck, Telluride Inside and Out. I've been speaking to Little Hurricane, that's Cece and Tone. They are performing once again Thursday night, September 13th, the Sheridan Opera House, the Bal de Maison, part of the kickoff of the Telluride Blues and Brews weekend, and then again Friday, September 14th, midday. Thank you both for taking time out of your schedule to join me.
Yeah,
sure, thank you.
Susan.
You're welcome.